I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about firearms training. How often do the officers have to go through this training?
We go through several times a year of different firearms training. So we've went through a firearm simulator, and that puts us in several situations and incidents, and we have to use our minds and our training and experience to decide what we're going to do, whether it's use our weapon in that situation or a less lethal weapon. And so that's very good at helping us with our decision making and making sure that's fine and well trained. So, but the other part of it is firearms training. We have to train twice a year per our policy, and have to have a minimum score of 85% to pass and carry a firearm. And that's dictated by our policy, but also we have to have a minimum of 2 hours of training on skill development in the area of firearms. So we do that as well. So every year we do a daytime training and a nighttime training just because we work in both areas.
What type of firearms do you guys use in your training?
So right now we train with our basic duty weapon, which is the Glock 40 caliber. It's Glock 22. And then we use an AR-15 as a patrol rifle, and that's a Sig Sauer. And then we also train with the shotgun. And so that way we have three options. We're not put just to one option. And, you know, there's different scenarios that arise. And you know, we always hope that a lethal option is the last option. But we train and are professionals in this area for this reason.
Do you have an in-house trainer, or do you hire someone to come in to provide that training?
For the skill development in firearms, for the training and the certification per our policy, we have in-house trainers. And so it's set up that way, and they're a team. There's a training team to do that. And so our policy dictates what those policies look like. And so we have the in-house trainers, and they do a very good job.
Now, where does this training take place? I know there's a location in town that we hear some gunshots early morning or even late at night every once in a while. Where does this take place?
Yeah, so our training facility, we have a firearms range down behind the waste dump off Mitchell. Over the years, we've built that up, put a berm around it, so we can train when we need to and not bother the residents. Our goal is not to bother our citizens with that noise, but we also have to train as well. So we've built up a berm around it. We've put down some gravel, and that's where we train. We also, sometimes we get old cars donated to us or old equipment to train with, because we have to know how to use that stuff. We have to know how that those rounds puncture vehicles and how it affects just about everything, so we can make the best decisions possible.
Is there anything else we need to know about the training?
Just other than firearms, you know, we have to have 24 hours a year in different skill development. And this is just one. A lot of it's based off decision-making, and we have a good leadership team at the police department and very well-trained officers. And we do that so we can serve this community the best we can.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.